The drone story sits on top of a broader military picture that's been building all week. And the most significant piece of that picture is Trump's own admission. He acknowledged publicly that the U.S. used its military more extensively in the Iran conflict than he had originally planned or anticipated. That's a remarkable statement. A sitting president acknowledging that an operation expanded beyond its initial design in real time.
The political context here matters enormously. Trump built much of his foreign policy identity around the idea that he was the president who avoided new wars, that he was a dealmaker, not a warmonger. The Iran operation was sold as a limited, targeted campaign. When he says more than planned, what he's really doing is managing a narrative problem. He needs to explain why the military footprint grew without triggering the domestic backlash that comes with the word quagmire.
And then you have the Strait of Hormuz remark, which the White House subsequently said was a joke. Trump suggested at some point that the U.S. could claim the Hormuz as American territory. A senior official told reporters the president hadn't discussed the idea with his advisors. The Strait of Hormuz handles approximately 20% of global oil trade on any given day. Even a rhetorical claim to sovereignty over it would provoke responses from Iran, Oman, the UAE, and most of the Gulf Cooperation Council simultaneously.
I want to be careful here about taking the "it was a joke" explanation at face value, because this administration has used that framing before to walk back statements that had real policy implications. Whether or not it was joking, the statement reveals something about the strategic imagination at work. There's a logic, however legally untenable, that says controlling Hormuz transit would give the U.S. leverage over China and Iran simultaneously, since China is the primary destination for Gulf oil shipments. That's the kind of grand bargain thinking that occasionally surfaces in this White House.
Russia is meanwhile demanding answers from both the United States and Turkey over an arms package for Ukraine. The fact that Russia is directing its diplomatic pressure specifically at Turkey is significant. Turkey has been the crucial swing player in the Black Sea strategic environment. It brokered the Grain Corridor Agreement in 2022. It's maintained trade relationships with Moscow while remaining in NATO, and it has enormous influence over Ukrainian access to external support. Moscow applying pressure on Ankara is an attempt to fracture that relationship.
From a market perspective, what I'm watching in all of this is oil price sensitivity. When you have active U.S. military engagement in the Iran theater, explicit rhetoric about Hormuz, regardless of whether it's serious, an ongoing conflict in Ukraine that involves Turkish-mediated arms flows, those three things in combination create genuine energy market uncertainty. S&P futures at 7,802 this morning, down 0.25%, reflects some of that unease. It's not a panic, but it's a cautious read heading into Monday.
Governor Newsom's demand that Pete Hegseth submit to a drug test over his remarks about deploying the USS Abraham Lincoln also fits into this broader military posture story, though it's more explicitly a domestic political confrontation. Hegseth made statements suggesting the Lincoln's deployment was tied to the Iran situation in ways that contradicted the official characterization. And Newsom, who has been positioning himself as a leading Democratic voice against the administration, seized on it immediately. Whether the drug test demand is a serious procedural request or political theater, it lands hard because Hegseth has faced scrutiny about his conduct since his confirmation, and Newsom knows exactly which wounds to press.